Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right. So we will continue, of course, taking your phone calls about anything. Last hour, we were talking quite a bit about what the TSA has been up to. Just to bring you up to speed, there was, a red team test. One of their executive bureaucrats brought a gun through these brand-new body scanners. She did it five times at the same airport.
Well, I don't know what her rank is, but she definitely tested it.
It's probably not one of the regular people that go that are operating those machines. I would imagine it's someone more administrative. But anyway, she tested it five times, and out of five times, 100% of the tests were a success. In that she, well, I mean, I guess they weren't a success.
They were a complete abysmal failure.
Yeah, they didn't catch her. That's the point I'm trying to make. They did not catch her smuggling a gun in five out of five of the times.
And I'd like to point out that this wasn't publicized. This was leaked through
an
agent at the TSA. So the TSA isn't, you know, this wasn't a news story.
I missed that.
Yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
It's the TSA would have preferred this story not to get out. However, when they were contacted by NBC, they did give the following statement. Our security officers are one of the most heavily tested federal workforces in the nation. We regularly test our officers in a variety of ways to ensure the effectiveness of our technology, security measures, and overall layer system. For security reasons, we do not publicize or comment on the results of covert tests. Right. You know, it would be...
They
it
fail
would show
and change
how
nothing.
Insecure the country is if they did, comment on the covert results of the covert tests. However, advanced imaging technology is an effective tool to detect both metallic and non-metallic items.
Apparently not.
On passengers.
If it were
it
effective.
It just is. That's all the answer they give. Yep. It just works.
Right. Isn't that essentially the number one rule of propaganda?
Yes.
That you're going back to the Nazis where Goebbels
set this ever,
rule?
Ever admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's the first three rules of criminal defense, I can tell you that.
No, you
is
repeat
deny,
yourself.
Deny, deny.
No, you repeat the same propaganda over and over again. Even if there's some news story out there that says you failed five out of five tests, you just go ahead and repeat the mantra that you're effective. We're testing ourselves, and we're very effective at this.
Yeah,
these machines are great.
Essentially not addressed the problem or question about the five out of five failures here.
But they managed to blab a lot of words.
Yeah, all they've done is basically look you in the eye, smile, and say, let's have a beer. You know, they don't do anything.
It's just a glorified
just
press release.
Yeah.
They're not. You're right. They're not responding to anything here.
And also, I think it's really important now that we're in the second hour on the show to reiterate that the picture that you've seen, you've been shown on the Internet over and over again, the blue lady with the bright sort of white pistol into her crotch.
It's a fake.
It's faked. It was faked by the Department of Homeland Security or whomever released it. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't, though. I don't know.
I've seen the pictures here in the story. They show the pictures of actual body scan images. And these things, I would have a difficult time seeing a pistol put on them. No wonder. And also, these same scanners in India, it's been shown that people can get through plastic explosives. They just smear them, make them the same shape as their body.
Nice.
These things are not what you think they are.
Well, it's supposed to, like, any form over a certain amount of area, it's supposed to blend in and look like fat folds or something like that. Like, the body imaging is supposed to catch up on that the human body physique.
Mm-hmm.
So they said about anything the size of a pancake is under your shirt can make it through just fine because the scanner will pick it up as a body fold.
So, it's interesting that you bring this up, that the government here essentially scammed people. I mean, we're going to presume it was them that put this picture out.
They certainly didn't try, but make any big effort to retract that.
So let's presume that it was them, and it kind of brings up the truth in advertising point, in that if, Mark, you, as a salesman for this show, that's what you do during the daytime, if you were to tell potential clients, if you advertise on Free Talk Live, you'll reach 200 million people.
Yeah.
That would be a big lie. Like,
right.
Maybe
well,
half a million
or
the whole
week. Or I could show some kind of graphic that says 200 million people on it, but not actually claim that Free Talk Live will reach that. I just have it on my stuff that it's 200 million people, and then, you know, I talk about them buying advertising in the same way that it appears as though this picture that had nothing to do with these body scan images, in fact, was on the article.
But my point
trotting
was,
out these body scanners.
But my point was, even if you were to claim, if you were to make a just blatantly false claim, which this, to point to this picture that the TSA apparently released or allegedly released and say this is the truth of what this looks like, this body scanner, that's a false claim. It's false advertising.
I'm going to say that I don't think it was the TSA that did that particular one, but I know that I have seen other things from them. Like, the one that they had was with a bigger lady, not the hot woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it still looks nothing like it.
Yeah, we actually saw the picture of the scan earlier, and it's just, you're right, it doesn't resemble it in the least. So the government can do this.
To see a gun on it.
But do you see what I'm saying? The government can false advertise all they want. There's no liability for them. But if anybody else puts out a false, misleading advertisement, then it's a big deal. Then there's a lawsuit there. I mean, you've misled a client. You've told somebody something that's not true. Free Talk Live doesn't have 200 million listeners. Saying that to a potential advertiser would be lying to them, and they would have the right to be upset about that and maybe somehow get kind of restitution if they had spent money with us falsely. But if the government puts out lies and misinformation about their services or their scanners or whatever it is that they're doing, and they get caught at it, it's just, we're the government. We can do that.
Yep. So, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and apparently they can also take your DNA. That's what we were talking about the very end of last hour, and Meg, you just barely had gotten started.
Yeah. So, let's see, where was I on here? So, this device, which has not yet been unveiled but reportedly resembles a desktop printer, is expected to make genetic tests far more common and partially in matters relating to refugees, human trafficking, and immigration. Let's see.
So they're looking at actually having some sort of a scanning, a DNA scanning device, which presumably would mean they would be swabbing or scraping or something like that, and putting it in there.
I think it looks like they're going to be doing the swab inside the mouth thing, and they're actually boasting that the machine also cuts the cost of a single DNA test from $500 to under $100 a piece.
Only $100.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. How many of these tests do they plan on doing every day?
It doesn't say in here. I mean, it's a new
program.
They'll
probably just test anybody that complains too much.
However, they are saying the DHS mandates a policy of supporting the commercialization of the new technology. So
to make it cheaper.
Yeah, well, they're going to, support this being taken on commercially, but, their mandate is just having support, which means that it's not mandated at all. It's probably going to be taken over by the DHS quite easily. And they're going to be,
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood what you're saying. It sounded to me like you were saying that the TSA would support the commercial use of this technology in that they would want businesses to start using this technology to make the technology cheaper for them to use.
That too. But in this instance, I think it's they want commercialization of this at the airports.
I don't understand what that would mean.
I would think commercialization would be that that they want to make this machine. We're gonna buy 10 million of these to make sure that it's commercially viable to create these, and then there'll be more of them so that other agencies can buy them and other countries can buy them, and we'll just be DNA testing everybody. It'll make us safer.
Yeah. Let's see. It's just kind of an all-over article.
That's all right. But I get the basic idea now. Mm-hmm. So they haven't actually started doing this yet. Is it a proposal at this point?
It's a proposal at this point, but it does look like it's something that they've already decided to go ahead with.
They're moving forward with this.
Yeah.
So look out. TSA George called in last hour. He hadn't heard about this quite yet, but he said he wouldn't want to do it. And really, the question falls on you as a passenger. I mean, the TSA continues to increase the amount of hoops that you have to jump through in order to get on an airplane, and you have to ask yourself at some point, and I'm going to have to ask myself this too, how many hoops are you willing to jump through? How far is too far? How far before you decide to say, that's it, I just can't fly anymore. I'm not willing to open my mouth and have some government bureaucrat swab and take my DNA.
Well, it says it's just a preliminary test to see how the whole technology performs right now.
I see.
Maybe if it goes badly, they'll get rid of it, right?
Well, we'll see. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring us anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join Meg over at LibertyFlare.com. Meg, can you explain what Liberty Flare is?
Yes, Liberty Flare, just one-inch buttons with either Liberty phrases, designs, logos from different Liberty groups on them. Really easy way to start conversations about Liberty with people, and really cheap, so you can buy a bunch at once.
LibertyFlare.com. I love them. They're very cool, and I think they are very good at getting people's attention. So, Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. You can go check out their banner. That's SACL CAI. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're talking about the TSA continuing to infringe upon people's rights and their freedoms, and, of course, doing it with your, to some extent, your cooperation, which is how the system works. I mean, it is effective at essentially increasing tyranny with the consent of people. I mean, most people, even though they, maybe a lot of them will look at the TSA and see how awful they are. I mean, with the point about the SeaTac place out in California, out in Seattle, refusing to serve the TSA agents and having 90% of their customers support that decision shows that a lot of people are pretty upset with this TSA situation, but they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah,
so,
and it just seems like they're going more and more, you know, tyrannical, that they just really want to break the handle off at this point. They just want to see how far they can go.
And they've gone pretty far.
Yeah.
I mean, you take off your shoes, you take off your belt, you go through this body scanner, you put your arms up as though you're surrendering.
Put all your liquids in a little baggie.
That's right.
Repack everything so that you know what you can take with you, what you have to have on, you know, your check-in, which is now $25 a bag, and it's just...
It used to be the nail clippers and stuff like that. I think we've managed to we've reclaimed the nail clipper ground, but you know it's just so silly.
Can take a lighter on now too or something, right?
Had problems with lighters, matches, anything.
Time when they were banned, when lighters were banned.
Oh, even when they were banned, I had no problem.
Well,
they would look straight at it, look at a pack of cigarettes, and they wouldn't want to take a lighter from a smoker. You just wouldn't.
They know a lot of them probably smoke.
Oh yeah.
So you just have all these different areas where they continue to infringe upon people's bodies. Now we're talking about DNA scanning, DNA checks, swabbing people's mouths as
which
they're
they
traveling.
Say is going to be used for more like immigration and human trafficking purposes. But if they're doing it at the airport, I mean, the whole purpose of TSA, I thought, was supposed to be keeping people safe in the air. No other reason. They're not law enforcement officers.
They want to be, though.
Yeah.
And
they're getting closer.
So whatever their excuse is, it doesn't matter. What they're doing is what is concerning me, and there's more news. Mark, not specifically the TSA, but still airports. You've got something about the customs agency?
Yeah, this is a blog post from sovereignman.com, dated February the 16th, Panama City, Panama. My business partner is just plain unlucky. The last time he came to Panama was about a year ago. We were both attending an exclusive Atlas 400 deep-sea fishing trip at a remote lodge in Panama's Darien province. I flew in from Thailand last year. Matt came in from Atlanta. As he came down the jet bridge to board his flight, he was met by agents of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Division of the Department of Homeland Security. Agents were on the jet bridge, randomly screening passengers. Not for bombs, guns, or knives, though. Because the TSA took care of that, right? Not even for drugs. TSA took care of that. But for money. Matt had to empty his pockets, and while agents went through his suitcase, inventorying every scrap of currency they could find, and even though he was completely within the legal limit of $10,000, he had to waste time filling out some silly report for them. Last night he arrived in Panama once again, joining me here for our Sovereign Man Offshore workshop to take place this week. This time he connected in Houston, and his experience was even more surreal than last year. During yesterday evening's boarding process, custom agents were once again on the jet bridge, but this time with a highly trained, currency-sniffing dog. As Matt walked by, the dog sensed the fresh $400 he had just pulled out of the ATM machine, and Matt was pulled aside for secondary screening once again.
Mm.
The whole episode was over rather quickly. They asked him a few questions. He was able to show that he only had $400, and they let him go. I think that there were several interesting points from this, though. Well, number one, it's incredible that with dozens of passengers walking down the jet bridge at the same time, dogs are so highly trained to be able to spot just a few $100 folded in someone's pockets. If they can train dogs to find currency, they can certainly train dogs to catch firearms, bombs, and all those other security issues that the government pretends to care so much about. So he's making the point, and this is true in many countries, dogs are used incredibly effectively to find people with weapons and things like that. So you don't need the security apparatus that we have, shaking everybody down, having them their shoes come off and all that stuff. You could just have some guys with some dogs.
You think a dog can find a gun?
Absolutely. They can smell the, you don't think they can smell the oil?
I suppose.
Well, my question is, if you have a currency-sniffing dog, I mean, you got to be realistic. Everybody probably has a couple dollars in their pocket. So do you tell him, we're looking for specifically $400.
No.
Go find it. Like, how does he discern that? In that case, it just sounds
concentration
like...
Concentration of smells, I would guess.
Yeah, it just sounds like the trainer is pointing to a guy and saying, sniff that guy.
That's what they can do. I mean, Barry Cooper pointed
that
out.
They can do that.
And Never Get Busted, which is his
film. If one bill smells like something, then... 100 bills is going to smell like 100 times that something.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there some test that said like 70% of money has cocaine residue on it or something like that?
It might very well be that, but...
well, it's certainly true that
dogs... I can tell you, fresh money certainly smells like something.
Yes.
There's no doubt that dogs have a very distinct sense of smell, and I'm not going to doubt that they... You know, that they can discern the difference between $100 and $100,000. I'm not going to doubt that for a moment. But either way, this is pretty... outrageous, and it just brings it. It highlights an important point about cash in America, and that is that it's illegal to actually have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are traveling, whether you're traveling internationally or if you're just traveling to the bank, if you're traveling with a bunch of cash and some state agent, whether it's federal or local cop or whoever, pulls you over and finds your cash, you might as well kiss it goodbye. Because they will confiscate it all, and they'll call you a drug dealer, and they'll claim that they're your cash, even if it's your life savings. We've had stories of older people, for instance, who maybe they didn't trust banks.
Yeah.
They kept their cash under their mattress or wherever it is they kept it, and then they were going to move to a new home, so they, you know, pack up everything, and they put their cash in, they pack it up, and they get on, you know, get in their moving truck and get pulled over, and the cash gets found, or even if they're just driving to their new home, they get found with this cash. 70-year-old woman or whatever ends up having all her life savings stolen from her. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Well, the government knows that that hundreds of thousands of American citizens move abroad every year. They're taking their money with them. They're getting out of the country. I don't know what type of people are leaving the country necessarily, but I suspect that those people that are leaving are wealthier than the ones that are staying in general.
And if you're going to leave the country and you've got a lot of wealth, you have to figure out a different way to take it up than cash.
They want to hit you with that exit tax, which is just arduous as crap.
They'll just take your cash from you,
Mark.
I mean,
they don't like cash because they can't track it as easily.
That's true as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We want to invite you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up this June 20th through the 26th. The biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. Over 800 people attended last year. Probably going to be more coming this year. Lots of people are carpooling up this year from different states. There are people getting together. They're meeting up, I guess, wherever they live, and they're coming up here, and so making it an even extra fun trip because, you know, convoys are extra fun. And then you're going to get here to New Hampshire. You're going to come up to the Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. An incredible view, just an incredibly beautiful place to camp. And if you don't feel like camping, there's always a motel that you can stay in. But there's going to be a lot of camping going on, a lot of parties, family fun. There's cookouts, all kinds of activities going on all week long. And I am looking forward to it. It is one of the most fun times I have all year long.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely. I plan this year not to do anything but have fun because I've worked at all the last ones. So my plan is to not remember how good of a time I have this year.
And you will be able to accomplish that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com. You can go there to get registered, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live throughout the event. In fact, we even have a discount code that will save you 20% on your event registration. You can punch that in over at porkfest.com. The code is Free Talk Live. Just run those words together, take out the spaces. Free Talk Live to get 20% off. And you can get registered over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. The best part about Porkfest is that you're getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. That was one thing I didn't point out about this. This isn't just some gathering of average people. This is a gathering of people who are willing to do something to achieve liberty in their lifetime. A lot of people who are already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project will be there, and a whole lot more people from outside of New Hampshire, people like you that might be considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, will be coming up and joining us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's an absolute blast. Porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Vince, listening in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hello, Mark and Megan and Ian. How are y'all
Vince.
Doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to like you. You know, you're on WXNT now.
That's right. We are on WXNT in Indianapolis every night of the week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so, but congratulations on that. But I wanted to, you've got this on your post there. It was the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Officer who struck a deaf lady while the deaf lady was riding a motorized scooter, but the sheriff's officer, or the traffic investigator for the sheriff's office, was at fault in this accident.
Mm-hmm.
And they now said that for some strange reason, their internal affairs has determined that the sheriff's officer was not at fault.
Oh, of course.
And
well, it just reminds me of a story. A guy called just a few nights ago to say that he was, I think it was Saturday night, to say that he was driving somewhere in Tampa Bay, and I forget which direction he was merging, but essentially he was, you know, being completely legal in the way he was behaving with his car, and this cop in an undercover car shoots up in the left lane and, like, cuts over and clips the guy, like, driving like a maniac, essentially. And, of course, when his buddies on the squad showed up to investigate the crime, they found out that the driver was in violation, not the cop,
yeah.
And they ticketed this guy for some nonsense, when clearly the cop was the one that was out of control. So, yeah, it's just, protecting each other's butts, basically.
And in those situations, it's always like, oh, the dash cam was malfunctioning, or out of order, or something like that.
Well, we just need more money to buy new dash cams.
Yes.
That'll solve the problem. Vince, any other thoughts you want to share?
No. So, but you gentlemen, I'm going to continue listening to you here on the nighttime.
Excellent. We appreciate you being out there, and all of our listeners, thank you. 800, thanks, Vince, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Sam in Scotland. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Sam?
Hello?
In Scotland? Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air. Oh, thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Good evening, Meg.
Good evening.
Hey, you're going to have to turn down whatever it is, Sam. I'm sorry to tell you this. You're going to have to turn it. We're going to have to turn Sam down because it's going to be maddening listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to turn down whatever it is that you've got in the background, and I'm going to have my board op check in with you and see if it's something that's wrong with your cell phone, because that's a possibility. Sometimes international call, you might hear yourself
repeat.
Yeah, echo back, or if he's actually got some sort of a speakerphone on or something like that. So
yeah,
we'll see if we can clear that up. If not, I apologize to Sam. We got to have a good connection in order to have a conversation. Let's talk to Josh in Alabama. Instead, at this moment, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Josh, do we have Josh in Alabama going once?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for letting me on the show. Really enjoy it.
That's our job. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's funny. That's what we do, Josh.
I have a local news station down here that's running a very, very offensive special called Dollars Deported, where they are generally just complaining that due to a more efficient immigration system that returns people back to their home countries, we're losing money because we're not locking enough immigrants up.
They're saying that we are losing money? Well, now we say
we. The nation. I'm sorry. It's a southern thing. The area is losing money because the area is not locking enough people up, and we're not getting enough prisoners to get
federal dollars.
Grant.
I see. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
That is the most infuriating thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Why don't they just put bounties on people? I mean, that's what it pretty much amounts to, right?
You know, you're about right. It used to be some communities would put bounties on certain types of pests, whether it's squirrels or raccoons or something like that. You know, there'd be a $10 bounty for bringing in heads of squirrels or something like that. Maybe we could just have that on immigrants instead of locking them up. We could just, put the bounty on their heads. That'd be pretty disgusting.
Yeah, the name deported dollars was also, I thought, a pretty offensive little add-on.
Why do you say that?
Well, because they're saying that these people are just a commodity, and that instead of treating them like human beings, we're just,
you should have locked them up instead of kicking them out type thing because he could have made money off of them. It's
horrible.
Sick.
It is so. You're absolutely right. It is so sick. And this is also, of course, what they do to drug users as well and other peaceful people.
They just do this to people. Right. That's what they treat people like, and that's the problem.
I got busted with weed down here. I had to do first offense. I'm 29 years old. Never been arrested for anything. I've been smoking since I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to a 30-day rehabilitation facility, which means I lost my job. I had to go to intensive patient therapy 3 days a week, for which I pay them $90 a week.
Wow.
And all we do is just sit there. That's
my idea of intensive patient therapy would be weed.
It's terrible.
And you're saying show up and what happens?
You get there, you show up, you turn in your AA meetings, which you have to go to three of those a week, which is, and then you just sit there. You take a drug test, and then you go home. You say some stuff about AA every once in a while. But it's generally just a money-making scheme.
Right, and let me just make sure we're clear here. Have you stopped consuming cannabis as a result of this intervention on the part of the state?
I have to. Once a month, I have to go give them $70 at the courthouse and get drug tested.
I see.
But
there are many workarounds for the drug test.
What's your plan when the day you get let go, though?
I am going to smoke a lot of pot.
So this is the point that needs to be made. Is sending these folks to Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or one of these 12-step programs.
Against their will.
They're not qualified. Because one of the only requirement for membership, let me repeat it for you, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using.
Right.
Do you have a desire to stop using?
No.
You have no business being there. A, it ruins it for the people that do want it, and B, it's not going to do anything for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They cost me my job in my house.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
man.
You have no idea. This is costing about $7,000 and it's taking me out.
How much more time do you have under their axe, so to speak?
March 18th, man. I'm going on March 18th.
Good for you, man. Get back out of there, and if you love freedom, come join us up in New Hampshire. I mean, it's not
Us on March 19th. We'll help you out.
We'll be doing 420 soon up here. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring us anything. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live's website, lots of features there, including the webcam. You can go and watch and listen, although right now the webcam is down. Apologize for that inconvenience. But normally when it's working, it's pretty nice. It's got video and fairly high-quality audio as well, and you can go and see it at cam.freetalklive.com. And whether or not the cam is working, the cam page does have our chat room built into it. So if you'd like to go and chat with other listeners, you can go and do that over at, again, cam.freetalklive.com. And the Free Talk Live webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major network equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Sometimes they can do the private labeling in as quickly as 24 hours. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Just a couple more thoughts on this situation with the government targeting peaceful people and locking them in cages. We were just talking with a gentleman who was pointing out this awful news report that was bemoaning that immigrants are being deported as opposed to locked into cages because, well, if they're locked into cages, that means more people get hired at the prison. And
they get more federal money from
each prisoner.
Yeah.
Right, you actually get more federal money per prisoner than the state will probably give you, too. So, and of course, I don't agree with deporting people, but I certainly don't agree with locking them in cages either. So I can understand where the gentleman was coming from. I don't think he necessarily agreed with deporting them, but we didn't get into that detail. But
no,
what I wanted to point out was that this is happening not just to immigrants, but it's happening to average people, everybody else that was born here. They're all at risk of being locked in cages, too. Anybody.
Just
is,
for
is
the simplest
risk.
Thing, too.
Right, like having a plant on you, or having a chemical, or doing, having an open container, or whatever. You fill in the blank. There's all kinds of things. Or driving without a license.
At this point, it's just talking back.
You can be locked in a cage for that, too, or wearing a hat in court, or whatever. It's just nonsense, and they are interested in filling these cages, because the more cages they can fill, the bigger the bureaucracies can become, or the more private contractors they can hire to build more prisons and to operate the prisons. And it's really the prison industry, and I think Barry Cooper points this out in his movie Never Get Busted, It's a growth business because of things like the war on drugs, or in this case now the new war on immigration. It's because of these things.
They've said that I spent 9 years in prison, nine years of my life in prison, and I can tell you they said that when I was in there. This is an industry. Mm-hmm. This is just a body on a rack, and that's all that matters to them.
It's sick. And so I wanted to point out how important this was to them to get these people in these jail cells, because once they get out of jail, then they're on a situation where you've got, like, where Josh in Alabama has, where he's essentially under their thumb. So he's not fully 100% controlled by them as he would be maybe in a jail, but he's still, you know, 90% or 80% or whatever controlled, because he can't do the things that he would otherwise want to do as a peaceful human being. He's prevented from doing that. He has to jump through their arbitrary hoops. He has to go to their stupid meetings that are just a total waste of time and money, which of course is another way for them to put more money in their pockets. And a lot of the people that don't end up in a prison cell, maybe it's their first offense, although he had a pretty tough time with his first offense, a lot of them will get, you know, fined, and then they'll have to pay hundreds of dollars. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a $420 fine for somebody that gets caught with cannabis. And that's not even a joke. It's really, I think it's less than $420, but then there's this fee that they tack on to it. There's like a 20% fee or 30% fee on every fine.
Like court appearance fee or filing fee.
It's a tax on it's a tax on a fine. And so it's a tax on a tax, essentially. And so they, you know, they just rack in this cash all day long. And that's really what the so-called justice system is focused on. Most of the day, sit in an arraignment, sit in a courtroom, you know, from 9 a.m. to whatever time you get tired of it.
9:01.
Good luck staying there all day long. It's so intolerable.
It's maddening.
But you sit there and you watch these people. Stay there for at least an hour or two and watch the people that are going up and find out what their issues are. Like, here in this court, you can barely even hear it, so you have to really put a lot of effort in to try to figure out what's going on with this ostensibly public trial or these public hearings. But if you are able to understand what's going on in the courtroom, you will hear case after case after case of people who have not harmed another person. They have not aggressed against another human being. They have been caught for some nonsensical...
And they can't get their little lives together because the government keeps coming after them. You know, they'll get some kind of fine that's, you know, hundreds of dollars, and then they'll have to pay these, you know, pay payments on it over time. And, you know, usually the people that you're dealing with are not those that are making the largest paychecks, and it makes it very difficult.
Sad. It's tragic. It increases the tragedy in these people's lives. It does not help them in any way, and it makes them more despondent, more likely to turn to drugs and alcohol and make their lives worse and continue this downward spiral into just awfulness that the state has been a major contributor to.
Yeah, and you don't even need to be found guilty of a crime for them to really hold everything over you. I mean, it takes so long after, you know, originally being accused of a crime before you even get to trial. And within that time, if you do anything, if you step out of line at all,
bail violation.
Yeah, then you're just screwed.
Back in a cage.
And it doesn't matter if you didn't even commit the crime to begin with. Yep, too bad.
Good luck, you know, putting food on your family's table when you're sitting in a cage, right? So what do you do about this? Well, there are, I think, a couple of solutions to this problem. There is the legislative solution where the legislators could swoop in with some sort of liberty-oriented legislation that makes it so that they, you know, they can't cage these people anymore for doing these peaceful acts like smoking a joint or whatever, having an open container, that they can't do this anymore. That's unfortunately a long way down the road. There's a long way that we're going to have to go to get to that kind of major reform of the system.
In this state, I mean, I think other states are closer, but it's still, you know, if you're getting locked up today.
I mean, in general.
I think other states, well, California put that one proposition on the ballot, and it didn't do too badly the last time. It takes a few passes to get these things done.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about that's just marijuana. There's all kinds of other people. We're a long ways down the line before peaceful people are not aggressed against by this system. So there's the legislative solution, and then there's also not taking the plea bargain. And I want to talk more about that here in a moment, but let's go first to your thoughts. Kirk, listening to WSRQ in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just playing across the radio station. Sounds pretty great. You know,
excellent.
Man, I have the most depressing city in the whole United States, a city that is absolutely shutting their doors after me. For child support, for back child support. They have assessed fines and penalties on me at $60,000.
What city is this?
Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Okay.
I mean, it's you can, you know, say Detroit, but Flint's like 60 miles north of there, and all the general motor plants is closed.
Not much is going on good in Michigan.
No. I mean, it's terrible. And, I mean, my child support was assessed at $40 a week, and if you figure out 18 years, what's that? Like, I don't have a calculator in front of me or anything, but it's like 20 grand.
Okay.
But the fines and penalties have come to $60,000.
So 37 grand. But anyway, yeah, so you haven't paid a dollar of it, or how much?
Oh, no. They've taken out. Listen, let me tell you what happened. I got in the Marine Corps. I was 21 years old. I met this girl that her husband and her had just broke up. She was on welfare. And we lived together for 10 years. We had a kid. He never gave us a dime. I was supporting these two kids of hers, and they love me. They still call me dad even to this day.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? Then we had our own child, and after, like, he was 8 years old, we got, you know, we broke up.
Mm.
And I finally got enough sense to come back to Florida. And I don't know. It's just crazy. She was on welfare. So, actually, the welfare, the state of Michigan is after me to pay back her welfare, which she was a welfare cheat the whole time.
Hmm.
A total welfare cheat.
Were you married to her?
No, never got married to her. Never did.
So why? How could they put you on the hook?
My kid is like 25. I know this is crazy. What?
How can they? Right, it is crazy. How can they put you on the hook for her welfare payments?
That's what they're doing. They're charging me for her welfare payments. She was a welfare cheat the whole time.
Well, how was she
the
cheating?
The whole time. You know, I was just living with her. And, of course, you know,
there's
if you're living with a girl
welfare.
And the welfare is paying the rent special. And giving you food stamps and all that, and I'm bringing in money, you know, I'm working, I'm supporting everyone, you know, that's just extra money, kind of like living like kings, you know, and I might have been wrong with that, so, I admit it.
So are they
know,
on the lookout for you?
There wasn't nothing in my name. There was nothing in my name.
Are they on the lookout for you, the local cops? They,
No, this is what's going on. This is what's going on now. It was like I had a really good job in Sarasota. I, you know, I'm paying my taxes. I've got
tell you what, we'll get back
together.
To your sob story here in a moment, so we'll find out the rest of it. Because it's never fun when these situations come up. More coming up here at 800-259-9231, and this is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.